The elections in Italy. Episode number 1558 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Brandy Carter. How is everyone doing? If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. Rome, Italy. Italy. Italian President Sergio Mattarella disbanded Parliament Thursday, setting off a snap election after Italy's Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, resigned early in the day. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi. The 2022 Italian governmental crisis that led to the resignation of Prime Minister Mario Draghi led to Italian President Sergio Mattarella dissolving Italy's parliament on July 21, 8 months before it was due to expire, and calling a new election. In the Italian presidential elections held at the end of January 2022, President Sergio Mattarella was re-elected, although having refused to seek a second term, after being asked by his ruling party to do so when no other candidates were viable. Enrico Letta, Senator Pier Ferdinando Cassini and members of the Italian parliament standing in ovation to Sergio Mattarella, unseen, after reaching the quorum on the sixth balloting day of the election of the new president of Italy, in the Chamber of Deputies, in Rome, the Italian Republic, January 29, 2022. Former Italian Prime Minister and leader of the Forza Italia party Silvio Berlusconi gestures while Lega leader Matteo Salvini and Lega leaders Giorgia Meloni watch at the conclusion of their meeting, Italy, Italy, 20 October 2021. The Brotherhood, Italy's sole opposition party during technocrat Mario Draghi's government of national unity, looks likely to fare well in the Italian election scheduled for September 25, making the party's leader, Giorgia Meloni, a favorite to be the country's next prime minister. Born in the working-class Garbatella neighborhood of Rome, the son of a Sicilian mother and a father from Sardinia, a world away from the city's elite, party leader Giorgia Meloni is now reaping the rewards of betting that she will be his party's only opposition force against Draghi once his grand coalition is formed in February 2021. Born in Rome's working-class Garbatella district to a Sicilian mother and a father from Sardinia, a world away from the city's elites, party leader Giorgia Meloni is now reaping the rewards of betting on making her party the sole opposition force to Draghi after he formed his grand coalition in February 2021. Leveraging her earnest manner, her working-class origins, and her visibility as a woman in a predominantly male milieu of Italian politics, Meloni has expanded Lega of Italy's appeal outside of its traditional rural, southern heartland, scoring a string of local electoral victories across northern Italy, where Lega is dominant, while also making a formidable showing in Sicily's biggest city, Palermo, long the left citadel. The Brothers of Italy leads the Italian political parties by 23%, following a slow, but steady climb, according to the Politicalo aggregate polling average. Credited in the survey with a potential share of nearly a quarter of Italy's votes, the sole opposition party can lead a right-wing coalition to win a majority of seats in the Italian parliament. Prior to the resignation of Mario Draghi, polls suggested an early vote would favor Italy's sole opposition party, Lega Nord, an ascendant political formation at the extreme right end of the parliamentary spectrum led by Giorgia Meloni. Italy is set to hold a special election on September 25, which may result in a coalition led by the far-right party of Brothers of Italy winning the most votes, following the resignation of Prime Minister Mario Draghi. Italy is set to hold its upcoming snap elections on September 25, after President Sergio Mattarella accepted Prime Minister Mario Draghi's resignation and officially dissolved Parliament on July 21. With Draghi's resignation and the country's coalition government disbanded, Italy now must await elections in order to enact any reforms, as well as pass the Italy 2023 budget. Draghi's resignation comes after several key parties from his coalition, the Strong Five Star Movement, the largest party in the country's coalition government, center-right Forza Italia and far-right Lega, boycotted the government's confidence vote on Wednesday evening. Meanwhile, the far-right League and center-right Forza Italia rejected the chance to remain in government with the powerful Five Star Movement, leaving the country's coalition government on the verge of collapse and sending Italy's major stock market, the FTSE MIB, falling by more than 2.5%. Political analysts and economists agree that a re-election for Mattarella would ensure some short-term stability to the fracturing Italian republics. political landscape. However, the coalition government and Draghi, who has expressed his own desire to step into this role, but did not get enough votes, face a tough fight ahead as they face an array of reforms needed to unlock Europe's bailout funds. His government would still be in a position to enact the reforms needed to unlock around 200 billion euros of aid from the EU, as well as represent Italy in international events, but the Prime Minister's authority as the main man on European responses in the form of military support to Ukraine in Rome has been curtailed. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi has said that he would not rule without support from parliamentary elections held by populist Five Star Movement. The crisis has exploded in an impressive series of political moves, with Matteo Salvini's Lega and Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia sensing a political opening with new elections, pulling out of their coalition, leading Prime Minister Mario Draghi to step down. Immediately, the right-wing parties involved in the National Unity Government, Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia and Matteo Salvini's League, forced the government's downfall and, along with Italy's far-right Lega, called new elections. When a broad government coalition was launched in February 2021, it had cabinet ministers from six parties, populist Five Star Movement, the right-wing League and Forza Italia, the Democratic Party and its breakaway party, Italia Alive, and, finally, Progressive One. Draghi, a well-known economist who is not aligned with either party, became prime minister in February 2021, leading a cabinet with ministers from across Italy's vast political spectrum. This is all for today, friends. My name is Brandy and this was episode 1558 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.